up to our highest version. So we want to remember that we already reside on all of the dimensional realities. So when we think it's a big deal because we're reaching another star system or another dimensional plane, it is and it isn't, because in truth, we already are aspects of those retrieval systems, those awarenesses. And this is the whole reason that we're here. This is the whole reason that we imported ourselves into this vicinity in order to bring forth maturation, in order to bring forth secure passage. In other words, in essence, what we're doing is we're claiming victory. We're awakening our own energies, our own essence, our own self. Now, when I said that, I literally had like a Buddha with all these many, many faces. Now, the reason it has all these faces is because it sees through all conditions, all situations. And so when I receive this Buddha, this is not a Buddha, you consider it to be a goddess, whatever your belief system is. But the idea is it's not a separate entry. It's our own truth. So as we will receive the divine honoring. So the honoring is the honoring of ourself. It's not that these masters or goddesses or Buddhas are grand in their essence as a separate occurrence, but that what they're doing is they're offering us a place card of true remembrance for our detail, for our alliance, for our victory. So as you will receive the discharge of heavenly value, they're showing me like Niagara Falls, where there's like a force. There's a force. Now, this is the force that's looking to come into our own harmony, to our own transparency, to our own version of completion. In other words, we've all had these like linear roles that we're playing, and we still have them, but we are accelerating to a stated version of reality. So in other words, we're adjusting to our multidimensional expansion. What this means in English is we're coming upon our new creative impulses. So each of us have spiritual gesturing. We each have orchestrations of a higher reality that are coming to be known, that are coming to be known. So these can be intuitive gifts. These can be psychic impressions. These can be just learning how to live through the intuitive awareness. Now, some of us are taking it a step further in terms of really bringing in awakened pastime. In other words, creating healings, offering healings to others. So we want to drop this whole notion that there is somehow like a best and a better still, and just the, you know, well, I want that, I want this. And we want to remember that we're each stewards of love in our own true nature. So we're each playing a part that's very, very significant. And how do I put this in words? It's like what they're saying is all are needed. All are needed. So we don't want to be concerned with what our natural gifting is not, or what's occurring for someone else, but more so to graduate into our own refinement. So what we still don't 100% understand is how much is actually circulating within our own energy field, within our own expanded nature that we are adjusting to. Now, how we adjust is as we continue to adjust our own paradigm of belief. So when we think we're separate, when we think we're powerless, when we think we're a victim of our childhood or the boss, whatever it is, we're still believing in separation. So there's no error in that. We've assimilated to follow that timeline. But what we're in process of doing is a gestation period of where we're birthing our new creative endeavors. So when the Bible says, you know, more you shall do, it's to take this literally. So we've left like notes, we've left hints, we've left true understanding. So whether we're interested in mystery schools or what the Bible says or whatever it is, what we're doing is allowing ourselves, permitting ourselves to graduate. So graduation is not many star systems away. It's not many decades away. It's not 2 years away. It's occurring they're saying rapid succession. I was like trying to find like a gingerly word, and they're like, just say rapid succession. So rapid succession is kind of fast, you know? So we're learning how to speed up time, and they want me to explain this. So time is a construct, it's a belief. If you think you need a lot of time, 1 second, come here, buddy. I know it's dog walking time outside. I know it is. Come here, bud. If you think you need a lot of time in order to release an old habit, in order to release whatever it is that appears to be a stronghold, well, then you're going to give yourself that amount of time. What we're being encouraged to do is to allow ourselves to laugh. And so what they mean by this is to recognize, remember, there's this energy that we're stewards of, this energy of this refined nature that's looking for placement. So in order for us to open up to that expanded energy, in order for us to receive the new availability, it requires a shift in our understanding of self. So whether you're getting visions of goddesses and Buddhas, whether you understand that what Joshua came to do, we too shall do. What we're doing, and whatever is your favorite, whatever is familiar, it's just imagine that it's singing to you, just like a nursery rhyme. It's like you're being sung a lullaby of true remembered. So when they say rapid succession, getting back to that statement, it's understanding that we have parallel realities. And so as we consent, I cannot explain the energy that just came through me when I said that. As we consent, it requires our consent. So if we want to like just be stuck as stuck can be, well, that's what we're going to experience. It doesn't mean that there are other options available. It's that we're committed to yesterday. We're committed to yesterday. So just imagine that there are different timelines in succession. And so as we take pleasure in offering ourselves our highest approach, we passed time. We no longer have to play out that old lifestyle. So as we will receive our gifting, as we will receive our true put this in words, like our true deserved approach, because remember, we're coming from higher alliances, dimensional realities. So in essence, we already are, if we could understand, they're saying, understand this, please. We already are that which we seem to still be attaining, stepping into. It's just like adjusting. It's almost like bingo. I hope I win bingo, and you look down and it's like, wait a minute, I have all things in the diagonal. I already won. I'm waiting for another number, and your friend's like, look, you already won. So anything that just sort of like gives you that little bit of incentive, that little bit of trust to go and adjust to the new formula, adjust to the new sequencing. Now, as they're saying this, there's this energy that is coinciding with our relevance. In other words, making a stand, making a place. What it entails, what is entailed, I'll say it that way, is it requires us to let go of our lineage. Let me explain the lineage part. Things that we have attachments to. Well, I'm trying to manifest a reunion with my old boyfriend. I'm trying to manifest, like in other words, we have our laundry list of what is for our best and highest good. It doesn't mean that the boyfriend won't swing around, but if you're attached to the boyfriend in the form he's presenting, well, then you're not going to merge. It's almost like to have that twin flame, you got to release the need to have the twin flame. Now, the twin flame can come in all kinds of meandering. So we're not just talking about relationship. Could be physical healing, could be job, it could be getting out of debt, whatever it is. We're all working with our roles in that linear lifestyle to bring forth resolution, to bring forth allegiance of the new frequency. Now, how we're going about it is to understand that because we have not fully digested the extent of our power, what we're being asked to do is to align with truth first. First and foremost, and now I'm being shown the universe card. So you're not trying to get a specific, I want this, I want this, I want this. But more so is a lot like allegiance with truth. Remember, we're each already in other dimensional realities. So as we adjust to this convenience, it's convenient to speed up ahead. Remember, rapid succession. Rapid succession. I literally saw, it looked like a film strip where it's like moving, but you kind of see the slice between like the pictures. So it's like picture, 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 like very, very fast. This is what is available to us as we will consent to our true reality. Now, from this vibrational platform, we then merge, here comes the good news, we merge with our gifting. Whatever is needed arrives with ease. So we still do our part, but it's a vibrational alignment. So we're attuning vibrationally to our new platform of understanding. And from this resolve, from this attunement, from this broadcast, we bring forth the highest occurrence. So as we will receive this honoring, so the honoring is to honor your true placement, to honor your true placement. Whatever, whoever your favorite deity, your favorite, whatever it may be, we want to receive this in equal partnership. So if you like talking to Mother Mary, you like hanging out with Moses, whoever it is for you, imagine it to be kindred spirit. Kindred spirit. Equal partnership. Now, as we will receive this endowment, someone's awfully friendly with their friend. Just sort of visual someone's having. It's perfect. It's so perfect. Now, they want me to explain the reason I'm giggling. The reason I'm giggling is I'm still coming into my own preview. So in other words, it's like the giggling is sort of nervousness. Like, is this really true? Can this really be? So of course, we're dreaming all these masters that we know and love. We're dreaming in our higher self. We're dreaming in our higher self, our higher status. So we're allowing this energy through and through. Dropping the past, dropping the laundry list, opening up to further endowment. It's like wishing for a car and you're really supposed to own a car dealership. Further endowment. Whatever it is yours to possess for the benefit of all occurrence. In other words, as leaders, as teachers, as healers, what we're bringing forth, what we're manifesting, is not for us in the singular. It's not for the individual life. Your life is not for you. You're living it, but you're living it for service for all to see, for all to witness. Whether it's simply holding the vibration of manifestation, what you're about to manifest, what you're about to hold in terms of your knowing status. So let me explain knowing status. It's dropping the belief in the familiar, in 3D, in opening up to truth. It's like your heart. There's somebody your heart is about to that awakened heart. It's enlightenment is what it is. Like, I literally see, like, this energy is coming out of your heart. It looks like, oh gosh, like, if I want to say fireflies. I don't know how else to explain it. It's quickening. Quickening. So as we will receive our full endowment, meaning in order to complete what our higher self has prepared for us, it's to receive our full endowment. Thy will be done. So we're allowing it in kinder gesture still. So this means allowing that kindness. It's not, well, you don't know my ledger, you don't know what I did in this life. From the ego, we all manage to do some silly things. What matters is the wisdom, the self-promotion. Through the process, here we are. I've got Serapis Bay here. Through the process, here we are. It's like we've all met now on the mountaintop. Through all the twists and turns, here we are. They're showing me the awareness card. The awareness is magician card in tarot. Manifestation for all to see. Let us receive. Remember, as we receive beyond limited focus. That means, oh gosh, the energies. It's just allowing your higher self to pick for you, to bring more than you could imagine. Again, living for the collective, serving the collective, serving the great awakening. And let us take one more moment to receive. Easily. There's someone that still believes in slave labor. It's got to be long. It's got to be hard. So whether that was a family belief, whatever it may be, we're dropping generational teachings, allowing truth to be heard, to be felt, to resonate. And so it is.